Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
At Stella Blue Coffee, we believe good coffee is one of life's non-negotiables. Stop drinking those boring, tasteless, big coffee beans and turn to Stella Blue. Remember, your mornings are sacred. It's time to start treating them that way. Not only are Stella Blue Coffee's premium beans sourced from the most coffee-rich geographies on Earth, but I approve of them, which is obviously more important. Stella Blue Coffee's delicious roasts are available in cold brew, pods, ground, and whole bean formats to seamlessly fit into your morning coffee routine. And every bag sold helps save dogs. Stella Blue Coffee, it's time to take back your mornings. Shop now at StellaBlueCoffee.com or Amazon.
That's a good idea or a bad idea?
I wish it was a scratch and sniff.
You want to scratch and sniff, Hook?
My boss hit my line with an angry text saying something about B90X. I said wrestling. I'm going to wrestling. Then my phone blew up with a couple alarms. I got bets to make. I got worms to farm. I said wrestling. I'm going to wrestling. I'm a wrestling, wrestling son of a bitch from a worm farm down on the Mississippi. And if you got a problem with the way I live, you could catch a chest chop then a super kick. Yeah, R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.
Hi, it's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. It's Barstool's professional wrestling podcast, hosted by me, Brandon Walker. Oh, what'd you say? My chest looks sexy? Huh? You want to bust on my... Oh, no. Okay. So it is wrestling shirt. Oh, that's a long sleeve shirt. Because you wake up in the morning in Jersey right now, it's 40 degrees. And when you go to bed, it's 90. So you got to be able to... You have this for the morning and you roll it up. And you look like a fucking pimp with your wrestling shirt that's on sale in the Barstool Sports Store right now. What'd you say? It'd be cool if we had a tiny man that was modeling another wrestling shirt? If he was one of the producers that walked up here... And showed you? That'd be crazy. That'd be wild. That'd be...
That's wrestling.
You don't get to talk.
Oh, shit.
Buy the shirts. Buy the shirts. The following announcement has been paid for by Brandon Walker. That's what we would do if we were smart. We would do one of the fucking old black and white NWO commercials and put it out to sell the fucking merch. Who's thinking about things... Sorry, hold on. Who's thinking about shit around here? Who's coming up with ideas? I gotta come up with ideas on the spot? Do you know how to do black and white video?
Hell yeah, we do, man. Hell yeah.
Definitely.
I do the whole Scott Hall thing. Can we do the whole, yeah. You're all excited about it now, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Because you get to be in a video. You're not in the video. So we've got on wrestling today, we didn't procure an interview for the show, okay? We have coming up later in the week, I got Montez Ford. Next week I'll be talking to Bianca Belair. Are those two related in any way? Not really, nothing going on.
Okay. Nothing.
And then on Friday, in person, in this studio right here, we'll have, really?
Oh yeah.
Are you lying?
No.
The Queen?
It's booked.
Charlotte Flair?
Woo!
Yeah, buddy.
Are you having a stroke? What was that?
That's all I got.
Do it again. One more time.
Woo!
No. Lower.
Woo!
Yeah, that's a good one. How about you? Get a woo from you?
Woo!
What?
Woo!
What?
Woo!
Sorry. I never had a good woo. You know who had the worst woo in the world? Kurt Angle.
Woo!
Woo! He couldn't do it.
No.
Couldn't do it. I can't do it.
It's pretty hard.
It's not easy to do a good one.
Mine wasn't good.
No, yours wasn't good at all.
No.
Yours was good.
Decent.
Not great. Woo. We should do a Barstool competition who has the best woo.
Who do you think would have the best woo?
Probably one of the gay guys.
Yeah. Because
they're used to making the O. So, and we didn't procure an interview. So what we're going to have is the Out and About Pod, Joey Comasta and Gay Pat will be will be stopping by to talk about their favorite professional wrestlers. And they'll all right. I'm going to have two gay guys come and judge the looks of wrestlers. I don't know. That's what I came up with for today. It's pretty fucking funny. We'll see. We'll have that. We'll also have Indy Corner. We'll have the Even Stevens in here. So Indy Corner is coming up. We will have Ask Wrestling, and we'll have the top five versions of Chris Jericho. The top five list today is the top five versions of Chris Jericho, because the man has many versions, many faces, many things going on, and we, frankly, are just hungry for a retweet. We're just doing something about Jericho, because Jericho retweets shit, and I am just a dirty whore. I have no talent. I just latch on to famous people, and I beg for retweets and likes. Oh, man. I DM'd Dax Harwood last night, and I was like, hey, you know what the most underrated Bret Hart match is? I said, 1-2-3 Kid in July of 94, thinking I was going to have to explain it. And he DM'd me back, July 7th, 1994. The match was this many minutes long, blah, 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 blah. And he went on a rant about how every Bret Hart match is underrated because Bret Hart is even better than people think Bret Hart was.
How'd that make you feel, that he knew, like, the time?
What are you, Dr. Phil now?
I'm just asking.
What are we, couples therapy, me and Dax?
I feel like that's where you were going. Like, you.
I wasn't going with that. Why don't you say, how'd that make you feel?
Well, how did it make you feel, Brandon?
What, are you going to find out the next that Dax isn't the father? What kind of, am I on a talk show or something? You know, Maury's finished. I could be the new Maury.
Look at that segue. You're welcome.
I don't, what?
I don't know. I'm going to shut up now.
By the way, just if I'm being honest, you're kind of going off on your own on these little videos on Twitter, huh? You're trying to be the leader of this faction?
I'm wearing the merch, man.
You're trying to be the star here? You're trying to put yourself over?
So that's why you didn't retweet. I was waiting the whole fucking day, man.
You literally have the password to my Twitter. If you want to retweet yourself, retweet yourself.
I have integrity. I run the account the right way.
Let's talk about the news at first before we get to my friends Pat and Joey talking about shirtless wrestlers. really kind of a low bar we're trying to jump over this week. it's funny. It's a little too funny. I'm scared we're going to have to edit it out. A lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. Anyway, so Cody Rhodes has reportedly signed with WWE. I have a statement about this, and it's not about Cody Rhodes signing, because the best eras of wrestling are when wrestlers go back and forth. You'll see, back in the late 90s, you would see guys be at WCW for a year and then go to WWE, and it was fun. It was fun to see the back and forth, and I love that. I love being able to go to sleep with Cody in AEW, and you wake up and he's in WWE, and that's fantastic. But we have lost something as a society, a wrestling society. We've lost the element of surprise. And guys like Sean Ross Sapp do a fantastic job. Meltzer, fantastic job. Other guys that are just dick huggers, fantastic job, okay? I don't want to know. Is that me? Am I weird? I don't want to know Cody's signed with WWE. I don't want to know Cody's going to make a surprise appearance at wrestling. Because you know why? I want to be fucking surprised once in a goddamn while. Sean, you're wonderful. You do a great job. Except when you take my work and then you pass it off as your own. But we're over that. We're past it, Sean. We're fine. We're good. Cody's going to be hopefully in a program with Seth Rollins. And you see on Raw last night where Seth Rollins is in the ring doing a promo and it's just Cody chants. Cody, Cody, Cody. And I like that. I like that there's some anticipation. And I hope Cody Rhodes has a long, illustrious career in wrestling. I hope this run matters. I hope everything about it. I kind of miss being surprised. I'm sure in 1996 when Bash at the Beach came on, there were people on the internet, whatever the internet was at the time, that knew the third man was going to be Hogan. I didn't, and it was fucking awesome. I'm sure in 98, Survivor Series, the Deadly Game, I believe is what it was called, I'm sure there were people that knew The Rock was actually going to be aligned with Vince at the end. I didn't, and it was an incredible surprise. I'm sure there were people that knew Miss Elizabeth and Randy Savage were going to get together at the end of WrestleMania 7. I didn't, and it's the most important wrestling moment ever. Sometimes, just let me have my fucking moment. Becky Lynch's promo, did we like it or not? Becky is very talented. Becky and Bianca, real talk, maybe my most anticipated WrestleMania match. Let's go through right now. Brock against Roman. We'll have a showdown of sorts between KO, who wowed the crowd the other night by tricking him twice. We have KO against Austin in some sort of, it's either going to be a match or just some sort of prolonged segment. We've got Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey. We have Bianca versus Becky. We have The Miz and one of the Paul brothers. Yeah. The likable Paul or the unlikable Paul? The unlikable Paul. The unlikable Paul against Ray and his dad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else am I missing? What we got a lot of match. Edge and AJ Styles, probably going to be the match of the show. On and on and on. We might have a Bobby Lashley against Omos match. Is that rumored here?
I didn't hear that.
That was rumored on the internet yesterday. Oh, you don't read Sean Ross Sapp.
I don't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's a lot. Austin KO is rumored to close out night one. I'm excited about Mania. Mania excites me. Mania gets me going. It's Mania. It's WrestleMania. We're going to be there. Me and that one.
Yes.
Not that one. Mm. That one.
Yes.
Not that one. How many Manias you been to, that one?
I've officially been to 5.
I thought you said...
Time. What does officially mean?
What do you mean?
How many have you unofficially been to?
Last week I was trying to ham it up. Here you go. I've been to 29, I've been to 32, 33, 34, and 35.
That's 5.
Yeah.
Why'd you say officially? Did you unofficially
because
go to one?
Last week I was trying to, you know...
Oh, you were lying.
I was trying to puff up my chest a little
bit. How many WrestleManias you been to?
0.
You know how many I've been to?
0.
You know why? Because we were fucking poor.
I was.
All right? Me and him were poor.
100%.
We grew up. We're common men. All right? I'm the son... I'm not even the son of a plumber. I'm the son of a plumber's meth addicted friend.
Sorry about that, man.
It's okay. It's not my fault. It's not your fault. No, my dad was cool. It was... I had a Hulk Hogan tackle box. It was an orangey yellow tackle box when I was 6 years old, and it was to go fishing with. But my dad soon discovered if you hide your meth and cocaine in the kid's tackle box, the cops won't look there. A lot of cocaine. Fish don't like cocaine. They might. I don't know. Bobby Fish might. I don't know. Maybe he seems like a straight guy, though. Straight as in straight edge, but not straight edge. Probably heterosexual, too. I don't know.
Should have asked.
We should have asked Adam Cole about the sexual and drug habits of Bobby Fish.
Bay Bay.
Who?
Bay Bay.
No, it's Adam Cole's Bay Bay. Bobby Fish is just Bobby Fish. You know he's 46 years old?
What?
Bobby Fish?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow.
He looks great.
Bobby Lashley's 46.
I mean that.
I'm 42. Who looks better, me or Bobby Lashley?
You.
Thank you. You?
You look better than Bobby Lashley.
Is that integrity, or are y'all just sucking up?
You have that great shirt on that you can find at the Barstool Sports Store.
Exactly.
So you look better.
It's beautiful.
My tits are roughly the same size as Bobby Lashley. Shape's a little different. I got bunny slopes. He's got mountainous peaks. He's got double black diamonds. Is that a good... That's a ski slope thing.
Yes.
Right?
It's a hard slope.
Hmm?
It's a hard slope.
Yeah, he's hard. I mean, he lifts weight. Yes. Yeah, of course he's hard. Chris Jericho has reinvented himself again. The Chris Jericho Appreciation Society. The worst name for a faction I've ever heard. But God damn it, he's entertaining again. That promo he did last week of being a sports entertainer, he just takes this... How many times is he going to just reinvent himself and immediately become one of the best things in wrestling? He's done it 8 times now? 9 times? And like Chris Jericho just knows how to reinvent himself and say, you know what? Wrestling needs this. I'm going to do it. Bam! He's incredibly entertaining immediately. Britt Baker lost.
I know.
We're a Britt Baker podcast.
We are.
She'll be back.
Yeah.
She'll be back. Oh, what about that bitch Chelsea Green?
Fucking liar, man.
Fucking liar. Did you see that her arm wasn't broken? That's crazy. She just took it. She just took it off like it wasn't.
She's putting up fake X-rays online. That's got
fake
be
X-rays. That's got to be a HIPAA violation.
100%.
That has to be a HIPAA violation. HIPAA. We're approaching 30,000 subscribers on YouTube. We need to get to 30,000 by Mania. Whatever you need me to do, I will do it. Please tell your friends. We need subscribers on YouTube. Please. Again, Chris Van Vliet has over 200,000 followers. And he's boring as shit. Denise Salcedo has 52,000 and she's like 5'1". Okay? I'm 6'5" of fucking charisma and sex appeal and high cholesterol. Fucking subscribe to the YouTube already. And maybe if you subscribe, you wouldn't have to watch these boring ass videos with RJ City's uninteresting ass on Saturday on AEW. You could watch me. It's fine. It's fine. Where are we at? You're going to bring in the gay guys?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, by the way, wrestling fans, I've seen a lot of complaints about the Thunder Rosa-Britt Baker match. Retire the thumbtacks already. Yada, yada, yada. There's too much. Shut the fuck up. Those two women went out and stole the show again. And it was an homage to their first match they had, which put them both on the map bigger. It was an incredible match. It was an incredible scene. It was an incredible crowd. Enjoy something once in a goddamn while, wrestling people. So, how many times have you been watching wrestling, professional wrestling, and you see a shirtless man in his underwear and you think, I wonder what gay guys think of this guy? Well, probably none. But that's going to be the entire next segment. Let's see. All right, up next is a segment on wrestling I like to call the Out and About Podcast joins to roast or rank professional wrestlers.
This is Bussing with the Wrestlers.
Correct? No, this is wrestling.
Bussing.
This is wrestling.
Is that a 16-inch?
So I'm going to...
that's a 16-inch. I'm not talking about...
I'm going to bring guys up, and then you're going to look at them, and I want you to you either roast them or rank them and say, oh, I like him, I don't like him.
Got it.
Okay.
There might be some girls, too.
Is there a bucket?
You didn't like that as much. Okay, all right.
And we have puke bags just
so
like on the...
Here's the first one. We'll show it on the screen. This is your first image. Just react to the image however you want to.
Okay.
His name is Maxwell Jacob
Freeman. No. Absolutely not.
Why not?
He's got that... He's got too much of... His jaw is out too much. The Burberry means he's pretentious. He's douchey. He's Jersey bro in all the wrong ways.
If he stripped all that down and was just like his normal self without the ass and he didn't have that stupid hairdo, he'd probably be hot.
Yes. Well, Joey, you know why?
He probably wears too much cologne.
But the thing is, it's probably one of those ones that's wide at the...
All right. So we move on to... this is one of the more popular wrestlers in the world right now. This is the head of the table.
Yes.
That is Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
him. Oh, is that the Aquaman?
No, he looks like Aquaman. That's Jason Momoa.
I thought that was Aquaman. He's got the same tattoo.
He looks like Moana's brother or dad.
He's in the family.
And Jason Momoa's mixed together.
He looks like Jason Momoa's evil brother. He is the Jason Momoa, and Venom is the Spider-Man. Now that's a reference.
I don't think that's... So that's Roman Reigns. That's him shirtless.
Yeah, I like it. It's got a blocky waist. I mean, I perform with a V-taper.
You do a V-taper. Well, now, what kind of heel would you put him in?
Well, judging by her stature...
Who's that?
I'll probably do a wedge. Okay. That's sturdy.
That's really gonna shrink that waist. Okay.
So we go back to all Elite Wrestling, and this his.
Oh, this is he's boned up for her. You better get a mop. And you better get it under the table.
This is his name is Wardlow.
No, I can't. The eyebrows.
This is what's troubling to me.
No.
This is a steroid, which I'm okay with. Believe me, I'm okay with.
Now,
Many people said you're okay.
A little Botox and that brow frown line would really just benefit.
Speaking of Brandon, can you give me one of these, please? Just raise up the eyebrows.
Yeah, sure. I don't.
Now I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna put 3 units right here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna get rid of the 11s.
Do I have 11s?
Your wife won't be able to.
I hate his eyebrows. I wouldn't be able to get past the eyebrows. I don't like his eyebrows.
Okay.
They're too manicured.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a guy with graphic facial hair or graphic like. Eyebrows.
He's
like,
a big, beautiful beast of a man.
The eyebrows ruin it.
That's all right. Ooh. We go back to WWE, and this is Otis.
Yo.
I thought that was Frank the Tank's friend.
No.
Stop, Joey. Right. What was Tank's friend who he used to get?
I don't know, but this is Otis.
I think she's giving body positivity.
Yes.
Curve.
She's serving body positivity.
Yep. She's serving curve. Pretty plus. I like it. I like him. I think he's Nordic.
Yeah.
I'd have a beer with him.
Viking realness.
Yes.
He probably is really nice.
This is AEW. This is John Silver. Now, John Silver is about 4 foot nine.
Now, is he Jewish?
I don't know.
Oh, he's 4 foot nine?
He's very short. Yeah.
That's not big. That's what we call a spinner in the biz.
It's called a pocket
rocket. That's a spinner in the biz.
I like this one.
You like him?
I let him choke me and this is my favorite one so far.
This is, yes. This is, what's
that him?
What's his name?
Yes, that's
Seth Rollins.
Yes, that's Seth Rollins.
Is he Henry Seth Rollins' brother?
He's not Henry Rollins'
brother. Seth Rollins can hit me over the head with a sledgehammer and
he's a great wrestler. I would cut his hair a little bit, but I like his outfit. I like his vibe. He's a very natural man. There's not a lot of print or costuming going on.
He had a baby with a female wrestler. Would you like to see her?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But I like there's not too much gimmick with him. It's just straight up manly man. There's no weird thing going on.
There's the wet hair, but they all have the wet hair.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
I forgot her name for a second.
You look up
Jane. What did I look up?
I thought you were going to say Jane Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
You
Becky
get
Lynch.
Confused by Jane Lynch a lot,
I get confused for Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch is very funny, though.
She's very funny.
She's very, very talented lady. We don't have internet here, so I just got to do the ones we've
already.
Isn't that
crazy? Twice today it's gone out. Three times.
Have I got one? Oh, I got one more. And this is...
Now, I saw him...
This is Effie.
At Atlas Social Club in Hell's Kitchen.
Did you really?
I think so.
Is he homosexual?
That's got a face... That's got a... Now, what's going on here?
That's Effie.
No facial wasting?
Now, we're missing a chromosome?
I don't know. That's Effie. He is a homosexual.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is facial wasting.
He's a wrestling... he wrestles. He's, you know...
Can I hold?
Part of the community.
I don't like this... No, but going back to what I said earlier, I don't like a lot of bells and whistles, a lot of costuming. I think it's just it takes away from the man himself.
Takes away from
his
sins.
I hate that outfit. I hate that he probably looks obnoxious and, thirsty. Like,
do you think
like,
he's... What? How do you think he goes in bed?
He's probably a bottom.
How do you
look
know
at
that?
Him.
He's wearing pink jacket.
He's wearing fucking a pink jacket with spikes on it. He's a bottom, Brandon.
Let's see. I'm just going to bring him up on my phone because I can do the...
Because he texts you pictures.
No, he hasn't texted me pictures. I mean, I do have...
That's Brandon Walker.
No, this is Brandon. This is Brandon and her.
Brandon's in the lavender.
Brandon's in the lavender. This is Brandon and him.
All right. We have here...
Oh, I like
that. Yeah, Cody Rhodes. I love Cody Rhodes.
Oh,
yeah.
you knew Cody Rhodes?
I've met Cody Rhodes, and he's very charming.
Yeah, that's Stu Feiner, isn't it?
No, that's Cody Rhodes.
Oh.
So that's Cody Rhodes. You like Cody Rhodes?
I like him. Yeah, I would dye his hair back to the normal color, but I like his body.
I think that's his natural color.
That's
really that blonde?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I would like to lick right in between his chest here, if I may.
I mean, he does have a
nice cleavage.
A canal there, like a valley. Give me another name. Aria, give me a wrestler's name.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty
Rhodes?
Dusty Ray
Bottoms? Oh, yes, Bobby
Lashley. Dusty. Dusty Rhodes.
Why are you selling newspapers? What is that hat?
Yes. Well, I thought when I'm going to be around Brandon.
Like a monorail.
We like something like...
Hello, my sweetie. I think this one looks the most like an action figure out of all the men.
Yeah,
he's built like Ronnie Coleman. He's jacked.
Who's Ronnie Coleman?
Ronnie Coleman.
Who's Rodney Coleman?
Rodney.
Who's Rod? Whoever it is!
You know who
is
Ronnie
he?
Coleman is?
Eight-time
Mr. Olympia? I have the wrestling show, please? I know who Ronnie Coleman is and Brandon doesn't.
I really know who it is.
He's the black guy who's like a freak. Now he can barely walk because he's lifted so much iron. Great documentary on
that. Is the guy from that big dick meme, he's dead?
He's dead.
Yeah.
That sucks. Okay, a couple more and then we'll get out of here. Who's Hangman Page? He's a handsome.
Hangman Page.
Hangman. Like Hungman?
Yeah.
Hungman Page.
Hungman Page, yeah. Hangman Page.
What do you think he looks like? Just by the name.
He's Pan Asian.
Oh, yeah, we haven't had a Pacific Islander.
Brandon, I'm a little concerned.
We have had a Pacific Islander. Roman Reigns was a Pacific
That's
Islander.
That's true.
Oh, it's my second favorite.
Nope.
You like him?
Cut the hair. And
you don't like long hair.
No.
Wrestlers have long hair.
Yeah, I mean, they can even though they tie it back, that's even weirder for me. They
put in pigtails.
Yeah, or just put a pillowcase over his head.
Okay. Yes. Well, let's relax. Orange Cassidy's a good one. Orange Cassidy?
What's your sign?
I'm an Aries. My birthday's next month.
Oh, good.
April 13th.
Now, your gemstone is a diamond.
It is. That's correct. Yes.
Perhaps you read a horse. Oh, I thought he was going to be in sweatpants. See what he's doing?
No, I love him even more.
Yeah, this is the guy.
Blonde. He's smooth like a seal.
this is the guy.
Yeah. He looks like he has a hammer as well.
I'm a little concerned. You can tell that he took Metamucil at night to help flatten the stomach. So if he
How can
eats,
you tell that?
You can tell. But it's the distance from the belly button to the waistband. So when he eats, that's going to blow up and he's going to get a little bit of buckle fat. But I'm okay with that because you know that you can get back to where he was.
I don't think that's any of that's true.
Go ahead and pinch and zoom, dear.
Is this Orange Cassidy that we're pinching and zooming on?
Yes.
Okay. This is what we call a Monet in the world. Yes. From far away, it's okay, but up close, it's a big old mess.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He looks like That's how they get you. You always pinch and zoom, Trish. I'll teach you their age.
Let's do AEW because I feel like they'll have more of a sense of humor about this than the other company. Who's in the main event picture? Oh, Adam Cole? Adam Cole? Baby? Adam Cole.
No.
Why?
The body, yes.
His face is like PB Herman.
The butterface. The distance from the eyebrows to the top of the head is too much for me. And it goes back.
He does have a long forehead.
It's too bad. It's called the five heads.
What are those little arm warmers he has on?
That's an elbow brace. That's a brace.
That'd be when she's on all fours.
No.
I mean, I would like it better if it was like, and they don't match. It's just like.
All right, a couple more, and then we'll let you go. Are you having fun?
Oh, I'm loving myself.
Jungle Boy is one that is. First of all, I bet you like the name. It's Jungle Boy Jack
Perry. That's a feminine body.
No, that is Grace O'Malley's hair. On
Brown Chicken Fries body pre-boob job.
Yeah.
That's chicken fries body pre-boob job with O'Malley's hair and Tommy Smoke's
so
face.
So, you're my age. You're 43, right?
Yes.
He is the son of a 90s heartthrob celebrity.
Would
like you to pinch in on his face to see if you can guess who he is the son of.
It's a one-hit wonder. It's got to be a one-hit wonder.
It's Luke Perry.
It's Luke Perry's son.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who that is.
Look, you see him?
90210.
Luke Perry from 90210?
You knew that?
Yeah, you can tell from his face, his eyes.
I also said the word Perry. He heard the word Perry.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
So you don't like Jungle Boy?
No, it's the hair. I mean,
I got to find somebody y'all both like, because y'all haven't both liked somebody.
We'll like this next one.
Luchasaurus?
Love him.
We love him so much.
Luchasaurus. He's a big one. He's a mask on.
See, now,
but I feel like you would be fine with a mask.
Well, it's called mask for mask.
Joey, now you've done quite a bit of work with a mask on, correct?
Yeah.
So yes.
I love the body, how cut he is. I don't think that I don't have to see his face because who cares if he has? But he still has the long hair.
He's a non.
He's got a
he's
mask
doing a
on.
Non.
He still has that long hair.
Yes.
Would you like to see his face?
I guess.
I don't think so.
It's gonna ruin it.
Okay, don't look.
I don't want to see.
Okay. All right. So this is him without makeup on, and this is him in makeup.
I'm fine with him.
You like him?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Darby Allin?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. He's a little bit Aryan, though. Like, a little too, like, ooh. Like, you don't know
no,
if he's got some...
I don't want no man with makeup on like that.
You don't like makeup?
He's a makeup artist. You don't like makeup?
No, I like makeup. You want your man to wear makeup?
Well, he's got bags.
Is that a 10-point buck deer on your arm?
Yes.
That's not the tattoo I would have assumed that you would have. That's two rifles and a 10-point buck deer.
Well, I got this as a
As a gag?
As a trap.
Oh, I
just
see.
Just to lure in the hunting straight boys, and then I grab them.
Does that work?
Yeah, I mean, back when I was into Realtree,
now that you mention it, I almost walked right into it. Of course, you would throw me back, but
I would hook up with you.
Okay.
Now, this is about mental
illness. Now, this one is about Christ.
Okay, all right.
Now, I want to have, while I have you here, can we join hands, please, ladies?
No, can we get you in a tanning bed?
I need it bad. I need leg day and a tanning bed.
Look at this. I'm not even tan.
Well, we have high blood pressure at our age. That's what's running through our veins.
We'll go with...
you said that 4 wrestlers ago.
Yes.
Oh, this is
something we can get into.
I thought this was Liam Riley, the porn star.
No. Oh,
this
wow.
little twig. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, 100%. This is... Look at the thigh.
What would you do to him?
You know exactly what I'd do first.
I know.
What would I do?
Well...
Oh, what is his name? I want to Google pictures of him.
He's got to have thighs. You know what he has? He has a TikTok, and then you click on the Instagram, and then he's got a dirty
picture. Very young guy.
Yeah, that's why we're saying.
I think he's 22, 21.
Yeah, I can see him.
He's grass on the field play ball, Brandon. Okay? It's just old enough.
All right. So you want another picture of him? Let's just make sure you... Oh, there's
we're him. We're in spandex here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What the fuck? Why didn't you just start off with this?
Look at this. He's got Tom Holland's face.
Yes, please. Although I hate
that
tattoo.
Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I wish it was a scratch and sniff.
You want a scratch and sniff hook?
Get him out. I'm gonna get bummed up.
He's my favorite one so far.
All right, we should end on Hook then. We'll end on Hook.
All right, we'll end on Hook.
Yeah, I want Hook to land on my lap.
Okay. Gaze, thank you very much for being
here.
I hope to be on Out and About soon.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on. If you could do that, if you can fit time in your schedule to do a gambling segment for 30 seconds, we'd love to have you on, Braden.
Don't be fucking sassy. I told you I was going to do the fucking segment,
I just got to walk out of here.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Who wrote that shit? Every week on this show, we give indie wrestlers their shine. Why? Because we can't get famous wrestlers. No, we can. But we still like to get the up-and-comers, because when they get famous, we're going to be right there sucking that old dick, saying, hey, remember us? That's what we're going to be doing. Luckily, I don't think these guys, you got to worry about it, because they're not going to get famous. Anyway, it is Indie Corner, and we've got Even Stevens. Come on in, boys.
What can you say except you're welcome?
We're having fun. We're having a good time. No, I've already clapped.
You tell us to clap.
Yeah, you got it.
No, I don't have to.
It's going
to
be in sync. We have to do it in sync, Even Stevens.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I don't want you doing it in sync. Do it Backstreet Boys.
What? He thinks he's funny. We got a comedy guy.
I legitimately am funny. I didn't tell you to do that.
You did it.
But he
okay.
Me
are you
hot,
ready? Are you ready? Okay. Sorry.
Sir.
Sorry. Do it.
Assault.
Better than a pepper, right?
It's fine. I'm tired.
It's fine. You guys ready?
Always ready. Matt Cardona.
Why don't y'all? I don't like him. You know who I like?
Who?
Chelsea Green.
You would.
Yeah, you goddamn right I would.
He looks like he would.
He would.
Yeah.
Yikes. Problematic.
Yikes for me, dog.
Yikes for me, dog.
You all ready?
Yeah, always ready.
Always right.
Stop saying that! You're not Matt Cardona. You're not Matt Cardona.
Next bit.
Okay. All right. We're not doing bits.
We're doing bits.
I host wrestling. This is wrestling.
Congratulations. And
thank you very much. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Big fan.
Have you ever watched it?
I watched Answered the Internet. That's you, right? Answered the Internet?
That's...
Pizza Review. Pizza Review. That's you.
Oh, he reviews
Big
pizza?
Big fan. He reviews pizza, right?
I just had pizza on the way here.
Right?
No, you didn't.
Bravo. Yeah.
That's the cheapest pizza you can find. That's two streets down.
The nerve of some people. See, that's bad pizza review.
Bad episode.
I don't do the pizza review.
I'm going to do? I'm going to start reviewing it. Your pizza reviews.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do.
I don't do the pizza reviews.
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, he doesn't do the pizza reviews.
Bravo Pizza, the cheese pizza or whatever. That's not a review.
This guy. Unbelievable.
This is Indie Corner, where we interview the best and the brightest of the independent wrestling scene, the up-and-comers, and these guys.
That's so mean.
That's so unnecessary.
Unnecessary is right.
The Even Stevens.
Oh, that's us.
Is it the Even Stevens or just Even Stevens?
Ooh.
That's a very...
I say the Even Stevens.
I say that we are
the Even Stevens.
Yeah.
The Even Stevens.
Yeah.
From the top. The Even Stevens.
From the top to the bottom.
Bottom to top, I stop. Anyway. No, you touch me, I touch you.
Don't ever fucking touch me.
Okay. Where are you going?
You kind of want to stare down.
Oh, no.
I was trying to do the stare down with you.
No, I didn't want to do it.
You don't want to do a stare down?
No.
You want to do a stare down?
I'm good. I'm on a diet.
Yeah, see? We don't want to do it.
Got him. Fucking got him.
God is this.
All right.
Boom!
It's the Even Stevens.
I know that.
You are Steve.
Yes.
You are Steve?
Yes.
And you are brothers. Correct.
Yes. Because we have the same first name. You're picking it up.
I'm not sure that's how brothers work. I don't think you're really brothers.
Well,
I think that's exactly how it works. We actually are brothers. Exactly how it works.
Yeah.
That's how I remembered it.
That's. I mean, I don't remember much.
And we are the best in the world.
Boom.
Boom.
Because we wear a vest.
Yeah. Best in the world with a V.
You see the belts?
I do, but that doesn't say.
These are our championships, too.
But these don't. Okay, first of all, this doesn't say best in the world. It says best in the world.
It doesn't say best in the world either. It says best brother.
Excuse me?
It does say best brother.
Right.
I apologize.
Alliteration.
I wasn't reading.
BB.
Okay, can we? Let's have several conversations. Okay.
I think that's why we're here, actually.
These are your belts.
Correct.
Correct.
The best brother championships?
Correct.
Correct.
I like where this is going. Yeah, you're figuring it out. Where are you going?
Sneeze.
Okay. He has a sneeze. Take your time. Okay. We're good. Gesundheit, first of all.
What?
I'm sure that sounded great on the mic.
Yeah, don't use Russian words here. The whole war thing. Anyway, let's talk wrestling. Let's talk about your career.
Yeah.
How's it what going? A career it is.
Yes.
It's going great. I mean, we're here. Mm-hmm. We've made it.
To where?
Is this not the dance?
I thought this was the dance.
This is wrestling. Do you think this is making it? Because this is a very low bar you've set for yourself.
This is a very low bar stool.
Do it. Breathe in and then let it out. Let it out. That's an inhale one. Does that sound like a donkey on a good afternoon?
You know what's crazy?
Mike Anthony? Sorry.
You'll have him on one day. That's a foreshadowing.
I both like you guys.
Uh-huh.
And fucking hate you.
I feel like that's kind of the vibe we're going for, actually.
And that's the Even Stevens, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, everybody. Yeah. Good night.
The vest.
Oh, you've noticed.
Yes.
I have. Yes, where did...
Are you telling me that you want one of your own? Brandon.
First of all,
wait, are you saying
we can upgrade your fashion?
I'm repping the brand here. I didn't say that.
No. You're not repping the right brand. Hold on.
Keep him occupied.
So you're saying you're going to...
Yeah, you talk to me. Don't worry about him.
You're saying you're going to walk in here and make me wear one of these fucking robes?
I mean, we did spend good money on it, which you owe us.
That's not even...
Boom! They don't sweater vests. Look at that. You probably can't
still
take
has tissue paper
green
in
screen,
it.
But
that's not
new.
That's
hot
not,
off the press.
This isn't the same color as you guys.
Well, yeah.
Right,
no,
but
he's
green
screen. Got to match us. Yeah, green screen. Yeah,
right, but if I'm in front of the green screen and I put it on...
That's your problem.
Yeah, that's not...
But you knew it was going to be in front of
you're
the
You're welcome.
It should fit you. It should be pretty good. It's pretty big.
What, did you get a 4X?
It's a 2X.
Oh.
All right. That fits. You're welcome.
That is
You're welcome. Just say thank you. You look 10 times better.
Sing the You're Welcome song from Moana.
I know what two of the words to that song.
Is it the title of the song?
What's the title?
You're Welcome.
You're Welcome. It's...
Oh.
Moana. Well, Disney.
You say,
welcome.
Do y'all like Moana? What's your favorite?
I do.
What's your favorite movie that The Rock starred in?
I was about to say.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh,
I like Scorpion King. You got to go with.
Good one.
You got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
An oldie but a goodie.
No.
Like when in years from now, when somebody asks, like, "Oh, what was your favorite Even Stevens podcast?" They'd be like, "Oh, Barstool." You know, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You gotta start somewhere.
Where do you guys wrestle out of?
Create a Pro Wrestling. It's on my pants.
Do we not have somebody else's business card? Do we not have the business card of any other wrestling school? We got everybody from Create a Pro who's come through here.
You don't pay for flights.
Not a cat, bro.
Yeah. Fly someone in. Then
last week, we have flown people in.
Oh. Yeah,
you didn't fly us in.
Why would I fly you in from Jersey?
Let's get serious.
Me to put this on?
Let's get serious. Do you want to put it on?
No.
Then yes.
Okay.
I mean, that was so quick and obvious. But while you do that, Mike check. Mike Anthony
Mike
check.
Mike Anthony check.
Two shout outs.
Two. For the price of one.
There you go. Take your time. Pants stay on.
War is raw, as they say.
Yeah.
Oh, you could have. Okay. About the shirt, about
oh
that.
God, please just
this
blur.
Is,
blur this.
Oh my God.
Sorry, editing team, but just a giant blur would be great.
Oh my God, it looks like a walrus flossing.
You got me. sometimes he says new stuff that I've never heard.
I say something he hasn't heard before, and it's.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my God, is it cold in here?
Woo!
Damn. Hi, how are you?
You brought the fucking vest. I didn't choose to put the vest
on. You're welcome.
put it on my nipple there.
There you go.
So unnecessary.
Why would you? You did this to yourself.
It's not really.
That's.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's your choice.
So, when talking about wrestling, what would you say your style is?
I mean, one word comes to my mind when I think of the Even Stevens.
Terrible.
And that's comedy.
What?
Comedy.
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 What?
Comedy.
Comedy.
You, comedy. Comedy.
Yeah. Comedy. Yeah. Ha ha.
I thought you said like
LOL.
I thought you were combining. That's Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker reference.
What you been doing? You been playing golf or something? You have a blister on your hand.
I work out.
No, for real.
What, I got blisters on me fingers.
What are you for real? What you been doing?
I work out. Hashtag stoked athletics.
Do y'all have any questions for me? Nobody ever comes with questions for me.
Yeah, I wonder why. I mean, this is not your show. Like, you're the host
Whose
of the show.
Whose show is this?
So, any questions? Just off the top of your head?
I think.
My wife called.
Hold on. Mother, put her on here. Questions. Do you love your wife?
Huh? No, of course I love my. What the fuck?
I think you said no.
I said yes.
No at first. Hold on.
I think I heard it. No.
Hold on.
No. Okay. Hi, Chelsea.
Bitch, I don't care. Yeah, fine. All right.
He's not on phone with anyone.
Nah, nah.
Stupid. Can't fool us.
Stupid. Stupid. How's I was gonna say if you like my hair, but neither of you grow hair very well.
Well, that's.
I have great hair.
I don't have the best hair, but neither do you.
How long you been
having hair for?
No. How long have you been teammates? Brothers. Teammates.
Oh, well, we've been brothers for since entire lives.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
And then we've been teaming for, what have we been teaming for now?
Since 2018.
Yeah.
Wow.
Year.
Wow.
It was an even year.
Mm-hmm.
It was the year of the Steves. People
year
don't know
of Steves.
That.
Well, what about 2022? Is that not the year of the Steves?
Every year is the year of the Steves.
That's not true. You said an even year had to be a year of
I
Steve.
Did say. I just said that it happened.
You said even year. You
said
even year.
No.
Mess with us, see what happens. You get eon'd. Like a donkey in Mississippi.
I hope you learned your
lesson.
So
what you guys do
like
is you
donkey in Mississippi.
You take
let's break us down. Yeah. Figure
you,
us out.
You take these little one-off Family Guy jokes like Kevin Bacon arguing with some with a donkey about Kevin Bacon being in Footloose and you turn them into part of your character. Is that what you do?
Among other things.
Bring some Austin Powers in there.
Some Austin Powers.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, you know.
You're going to drop a Sneakers O'Toole reference on me in a minute?
No, it's fine.
It's whatever flows naturally. I'm still Snickers O'Toole.
Yeah.
Honestly, why don't you two get a freaking room?
If it doesn't work out with him.
What?
I could change my name to Steve. We could be a teammate. I got bigger arms.
In the ring?
Yeah.
You don't have bigger arms than this guy. This guy's jacked.
Dude, I'm literally the chest in the world.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah.
Did something pop when you did that?
No, that was my boner.
I got him again. He's not ready for it. He's not ready for the one-liners.
What movie or show from the early to mid-2000s did that come from?
It's not always a thing.
Yeah, sometimes we're just actually naturally original and funny. I know you don't know what that's about, but it's okay.
I feel like that was a diss.
Got him.
You so got him. He's not even going to ask me. He's growing out. He's not We got him.
We got him.
Ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. Sometimes we pop ourselves. You get it.
You know it's good when we make ourselves
you get
laugh.
It. You get it.
Because I cry myself to sleep most nights.
Did we start yet?
What?
Or
Jimmy Fallon?
Nothing's been funny. Why is he laughing?
Just let him do his thing.
All right.
Do I interrupt you?
Yeah, all the time. Constantly. So
I disagree.
When's the next big show that Even Stevens will be wrestling on?
Ooh, it actually is on my birthday.
Oh!
Send in your birthday mail.
In the house.
April 8th, baby! It's April 8th still.
It is April 8th.
April 8th.
Creative
Lynbrook.
Pro Wrestling in Lynbrook, New York.
We will actually be wrestling to win the Creative Pro Tag Team titles for a third time.
Third time?
So we've been Creative Pro Tag Team titles twice. We've been titles twice.
If you win those...
Yeah,
will you vacate the best brother title?
No, we'll just
continue to be multiple
Steven
Two Belts.
Steven, two belts.
We have titles at other promotions too. We just don't talk
We actually about them. are the current VPW tag team champions.
That's true.
Okay. VPW.
Yeah. Victory Pro Wrestling.
Congratulations. Long Island.
Oh, thank you.
You got to choose one at a time. You can't both do it. No.
Yes.
Now you don't get one.
I wanted to be part
you
of
You don't get one. That's just how it works.
We both threw it up. Like,
No, assault.
You just tried to hit me.
You guys are a unique conundrum.
Ooh, I like that word.
Again, unique. I said
no,
it
conundrum.
Earlier.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
I said it earlier.
Either one.
I fucking hate everything about you. But.
But wait! There's more!
God damn it, do I like you.
Yeah, he does. Getting a little woozy over here, you know?
All right, what?
We didn't get a last final episode.
references, man. Pick up your socks.
References. We got them.
All right, so I think we're going to wrap it up now.
No, I think we can go more. We can do more. You know, we're not even just the Even Stevens sometimes.
No, we're not.
What are you in addition to the Even Stevens?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked that.
Have you ever heard of... he doesn't like... You know Brian Myers?
Sure, yeah.
He has a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, with definitely nobody else.
No, just solo podcast. The Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
Well, I think Matt Cardona's on that.
You sure?
The Matt Cardona, he's always ready.
He is. Yeah. He is. Yes, he is.
He is.
Well, anyway, they have this podcast.
They do.
And they also have this whole universe within the podcast.
There's some characters. Some characters in there.
You like character work?
Do you know who this man is?
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 Who is that man? I'd like to know what this man is first.
Hold this for a sec, babe.
I got you, babe.
Oh, God. Babe, I thought you were brothers.
What? We have nicknames.
Boom!
Boom. That's him.
This is the man called Sting!
Do you have a shirt on underneath?
Maybe. Maybe we have plans.
I'm glad you asked!
Babe?
Chess in the world?
Oh, chess in the world. He's been working out. We've all been working out.
I am
Look at that!
Looks just like me.
That's literally him.
Looks just like me.
Doesn't look like anybody else at all.
Nope.
That kind of looks... you're right. It looks just like you.
Looks just like me, right?
This is the resemblance is uncanny.
Uncanny. Who's your artist?
Stang.
Who's your artist?
I am my own artist.
Yeah. We are artists. This is art. This whole thing has been art? Yeah.
Yeah.
And some say art is dead, but
I don't think they're hanging this one in a museum.
They also said chivalry is dead, but
yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I needed this. I haven't been able to get very good guests here and
yeah, if anybody get it up, you
my
can
penis
like
hasn't been working
less
lately.
Of a man called Stang.
My titties have been sagging.
My
wife
like
left
titties.
Me last week. She found out about my girlfriend, and my girlfriend left me for my wife, which was weird.
It's 2022. That happened.
Which is hot. Yeah. Right.
I feel like by the end of this, we're either going to be
Pizza review guy.
You want
Big Pop in the office.
You want to take a dump in Mother Maggie's shoes? Let's go take a dump in Mother Maggie's shoes.
Jolly Farm review. All right. That is Even Stevens. I hate them. I also love them. They're on the rise in the independent wrestling scene, and that is wrestling.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Cheese's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Cheese.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Shopify.com/wrestling. All right. To end the show today, if you are still watching, which you probably aren't, by the way, DM me the term chocolate banana swirl. DM me that to prove you're still watching. I'll give you $50 or an equivalent value of high fives. So, at Wrestle House Live, at Wrestle House, says, with the current WWE roster, if you had to make a main event that isn't already on the show, what would it be? I have the current WWE roster at my fingertips, and I want to make a WrestleMania main event. I do think the main event of Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns for both titles is a very good main event. But you guys know I like certain wrestlers more than I like other wrestlers. Personally, I don't think the women's title scene should ever be without Sasha Banks. If I could go back and rewrite the story of the last year, I would take Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair, and have them run it the fuck back. Because that's the best women's wrestling match that's ever been at WrestleMania, period. They're the second ones that main evented, and they were the best. Let them do it again. Becky's great. Love Becky. Talented. I just think the story has been a little weaker with Bianca Belair. Bianca, you took the title off her when you didn't need to. I feel like if they had it to do over again, bring Becky back, make her the challenger that has to conquer this big mountain, make her the challenger that has to go after Bianca. Don't just immediately give to Becky and then make Bianca come back from underneath. I feel like they told the story backwards. On the men's side, Big E's hurt. I would love to rewrite history where Big E doesn't lose the title at WrestleMania and he's in the main event. I think Bobby Lashley deserves to be in the main event. But ultimately, I think they got the main event right with Lesnar Reigns. Pat from Winnipeg, one of our longtime frequent flyers. Would you say AEW is the perfect mix of WCW and early TNA? I mean this in a good way. I would say it's a mix of those and like mid-2010s Japan. Like New Japan Pro Wrestling. Like that 2015, 16, 17 where we all like started looking over across the pond and like, oh, fuck, this is really good. And now we got a lot of those guys. So I feel like it's some WCW energy. I feel like it's some, there's some ECW undercurrent too a little bit because they do a lot of hardcore type matches. There's a lot of Japan influence. I don't know that I get the early TNA thing at all. I didn't really get into early TNA. I do think there's, as I'm the biggest optimist in the world, I do think there's going to be some backlash soon. Like, I think they're botching some elements of the roster that maybe I'll get into later. And I'm really just saying that because Tony didn't give me a show and he gave it to RJ City's uninteresting ass.
Not lying.
What the fuck, Tony? What the fuck? Are you fucking high? Rosario Grillo. He doesn't even know how to say his own fucking name. Rosario Grillo.
That's so fucked.
At JGrillo23. Thursday, Saturday function. Tasmania Superman Fudge. TSF. He's in TSF. He was on Indie Corner. With the spectacle for all ages around the corner, what is your most underrated match that surely feels like it'll steal the show? Well, I don't know if it's underrated, but I think Edge and AJ are going to steal the show. Two old war horses. First time I think they've wrestled. I don't think they've gotten together since Edge has been back. I don't know where they would have wrestled before then. So I think it's going to be Edge and AJ. I would say whatever Kevin and Stone Cold do could... I mean, Owens is hot right now. He's hot in the streets. He's got a good role going. So, well, that's not a match. And then Seth and Cody, is that going to turn into a match? Like, I don't know. A lot of interesting moving parts that are still moving at the time of the show starting, which is crazy. I didn't like when they did it before with Undertaker never saying, I'll wrestle you, Cena, and then just showing up and wrestling Cena. I thought that sucked, but maybe they do it right this time. They might do it with Austin. They might do it with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Are they going to wrestle at Mania? Because they haven't built anything up yet. So, I don't know. What was the question?
You answered it.
You weren't listening.
What would be the most... what's the most
underrated? Did I give a good answer?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. You said AJ versus Edge, which is the answer.
Yeah, you're goddamn right it was.
Fuck yeah.
I bet you wish you were working on Hey EW with That uninteresting motherfucker RJ said, do you wish you were there, don't you?
I
did
don't.
You DM him? Is that what you did? Is that what you've been doing?
No. And I control the DMs.
Do you?
Hell yeah.
What about you?
What, work with him?
Did you
I'd rather
just
die.
Wake up from a nap?
I would rather die than
have you been? You wouldn't rather die.
I would not want to be with that guy at all.
I'm not going to kill you. Yet.
All right, not yet.
I might kill you. We might die at Mania Weekend.
It's not a bad way to go out.
And then it's my show.
Not a bad way.
Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Show's over.